Good morning again, Christchurch, and welcome to the Sunday Reflection for the 3rd of May. Welcome too, if for whatever reason you're not a member of Christchurch, we hope that you too are blessed by the content this morning. Today we begin a series of reflections on some of the characteristics of God. We're looking into different aspects of who he is and what we can know about him. We start the series, however, thinking about God as being incomprehensible, the God of mystery. The reflection will be led by Bobby and me, and we're going to do it in three parts with readings and prayers from Graham and Jackie Romp. But let's start our time off with this prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come together in your name despite our physical separation. Lift up our eyes and our hearts this morning as we consider you, our great and mysterious God. Thank you that while we are but the clay and you are the potter, you nonetheless give us the power to grasp something of who you are. Grant us greater understanding this morning and fill our hearts with worship for you. Amen.
The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 40. Verses 10 to 14. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on a scale, and the hills in a balance? Who has understood the Spirit of the Lord, or instructed him as his counsellor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge, or showed him the path of understanding?
Good morning, Christchurch, and good morning to anyone who's joining us this morning. I'm really, really missing my church family, but hopefully you can see me, even if I can't see you. And so we begin a new topic today, thinking about the nature and the character of God. And it's slightly ironic, I think, that we begin with the incomprehensibility of God, a God of mystery. Our reading from Isaiah asks many things. Who has measured the water in the hollows of his hand? Who has weighed the mountains on the scales? And so on. And then in verse 13, who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord? Well, the implication is clearly that God can do all these things, that he needs no help or advice from anyone else. But also, that what he does is well beyond our understanding. Romans 11:33 tells us, "Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out." As Christians, we often talk about knowing God. And don't get me wrong, there is much about God that we can know, and much that we can be confident of. And some of it we're going to hear about in the coming weeks. But there is also much that is a mystery. So I want to give you two reasons why I think that that is a good thing. Firstly, I suggest that if God were to be fully known, then he would be a very small God. If even the finite and limited mind of the cleverest theologian could fully understand the character of God, then surely by definition, God would be finite and limited too. Secondly, if our mysterious God could be fully known, then there's always that risk that I'll get to a point where I haven't got anything left to learn. There'd be no point in studying his word to get to know him better. I've been reading the Bible as a Christian now for about 34 years, and I'm hoping that I'm still going to carry on getting to know God and will do for a few more years yet. But there is one thing that I do know about my mysterious God, and that is that he fully knows me. I may at times, I don't know about you, but I am at times a mystery to myself, but never to God. Isaiah suggests this in our reading when he writes in verse 11, "He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those who have young." You certainly get the feeling that he knows his sheep, that God knows us. And there are many other verses about God knowing us, knowing our hearts, knowing our thoughts, knowing our words, even before we speak them. And the gospel writers Matthew and Luke both tell us, "Even the hairs on your head are counted. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." A strange comparison, I know, but in context, it means that we are very much known, loved, accepted, and valued by our Heavenly Father. I don't know about you, but that is a mystery, and I am very glad that it is true.
A short prayer from Psalm 25. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Amen.
The second reading is from Romans chapter 11, verses 33 to 35. Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments, and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counsellor? Who has ever given to God, that God should repay him? For from him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory for ever. Amen.
God is a mystery, then. We cannot hope to understand everything about him. With our finite minds, it would be strange to think that we could. But that does not mean that we have a God who wishes to be unknown. Far from it. For a start, creation, the world we see about us, speaks volumes about its creator. Psalm 19 starts, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge." But creation is only volume one of what can be known about God. In God's word, we have 66 more volumes revealing to us God's nature and his plans for the human race. Paul writes in Colossians 1 verse 15, "The Son is the image of the invisible God." In other words, if we want to know what God is like, the best place to start is with the person of Jesus Christ. Our reading from Romans celebrates God's mysterious ways and makes clear that we cannot know his mind or presume to give him advice. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counsellor? Yet these verses of praise come at the end of 11 chapters in which the writer Paul has indeed traced out God's paths and followed God's mind by showing us the greatest mystery of all, how a righteous God is able to bring unrighteous men and women back into a relationship with him through the work of Jesus Christ. Paul uses the word mystery many times in his letters, and when he uses the word, he isn't speaking about secret knowledge revealed only to an inner circle of the wisest and most educated people. No, he's almost always referring to the biggest open secret of all times, that is, the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Paul's overriding desire was that this mystery would not be a secret, not to anyone. About believers, his goal was that they would have complete understanding in order that they would know the mystery of God, namely Christ. And about non-believers, his prayer was that he would always be able to proclaim the mystery of Christ to them. Yes, our God is mysterious, and we will never be able to fully understand his ways. But God's desire for all is that they are able to set out on a journey of understanding that mystery through a relationship with Jesus Christ.
A prayer based on passages from Colossians. We pray for ourselves that we may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that we may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that we may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. We pray for Christchurch too, that you, our God, may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ. We pray that despite these current circumstances, or perhaps because of them, we may proclaim it clearly. Amen.
Amen. Our third reading is from Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 to 24. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord.
So to finish then, how do we respond to a God of mystery? Two thoughts and two warnings. Firstly, we should seek to get to know him better whilst recognising that we will never fully understand his whole being. We'll find him especially in his word and in the person of Jesus. But beware though, we can sometimes make God the God we would like him to be rather than the God that he really is. Or maybe even making him the God we think he ought to be. You don't have to look very hard, especially online, to find people who are saying that coronavirus is God's punishment on a sinful people. Personally, I think it's more likely that it's a consequence of our fallen, broken world. And there is a helpful Tearfund article on this, which hopefully you'll have received the link for. At other times, I've heard people speak of God as though what they believe about him is what is true and not what they have read in his word. Let's seek with God's help to know God as he really is and not how we have decided he is. Secondly, we need to trust and to worship the God of mystery. Jeremiah encourages us in his passage not to boast in our wisdom, our strength, and our riches. On the whole, in our society, those are exactly the things that we have placed our trust in. Those are the things we hope will save us. And for many, they've worked quite well up to now. But this pandemic has shown them to be false security, false hope. They don't save. So let's trust in the God of mystery revealed in Jesus and receive the love, hope, security and peace that he promises.
A prayer from Tearfund. God of love and light, in this time of fear, give us your peace. In this time of isolation, give us your presence. In this time of sickness, give us your healing. In this time of uncertainty, give us your wisdom. In this time of darkness, shine your light upon us all and reveal yourself to us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Bobby and Graham and Jackie. Let's close with another prayer. Eternal God, our beginning and our end, accompany us on this day's journey. Dawn on our darkness. Open our eyes to praise you for your creation and to see the work you set before us today. Take us and use us to bring to others the new life you give in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God bless you all and enjoy your Sunday.
Satisfied.